First Peter 3 and 12.
Yes, God, yes. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Said, for the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers.
Yes, yeah. Yes, yes.
Amen. That first line there, I'd like to take a thought from that first line where it said, for the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. I want to preach on the thought. God will help us here tonight. God knows where you are at.
Yeah.
God knows where you are at. You know. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Stretch forth your hands toward me and ask the Lord. Just a little bit tonight. It is perfect.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Precious Lord Jesus.
God knows where you're at. Aren't you glad of that?
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Another place Jesus said, for your heavenly Father knoweth.
Knoweth.
Brother Shad McDonald was preaching on that verse one time, and he said, it kind of surprised me. He said, that's my favorite verse in the Bible.
Wow.
I got to think about it. I'll tell you what. If we didn't have confidence, Brother George, in the Lord, to know that he knows.
Yeah.
That's right.
Everything else kind of just crumbles down, you know?
Yes,
but he knows. Brother Tom.
Yes.
Amen.
He knows.
For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous. That means he's watching you.
Watching.
Yes.
He's watching you.
Sure.
Yes.
Bless him.
He's keeping up with you.
Right.
He's keeping tabs on you,
yeah,
if you will.
Yes.
Right. Praise God. He knows exactly where you're at. If you're one of the blood bought tonight, if you're one of the righteous, one of the blood bought, amen? That's what makes you righteous.
Yes.
Praise God, amen? Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
I like Brother George, I believe in holiness.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. But I didn't have any holiness at all, Brother George, until the Lord gave me his holiness. Saved me, then he sanctified me. Filled me with the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Amen. But he knows exactly where you're at and exactly what you're going through.
Yeah.
Exactly what you need.
Right.
Praise God.
Yes.
He whose eye is on the sparrow, and not one of them falls to the ground without him knowing it,
right,
certainly knows where you and I are at tonight.
Right.
And he cares, friend.
Right.
And knows how to handle any situation.
Right.
Oh, I thank God.
Yeah.
Yes.
I thank God that it's the Lord, amen, that's in control tonight.
Right.
Yes.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I'm glad that he's in control. But he knows where you're at. I'd like to say tonight, he knows where we are at in sin.
Yeah.
Even while we are still in sin, even when we were still in sin.
Right.
God certainly knew exactly where you and I were at.
Amen.
If you're here and you're lost tonight, friend, he knows exactly where you're at.
Yes, he does.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Amen. If we hadn't have, Brother Jason, I'd have been taken out. Amen. There were so many times I could have been taken out, should have been taken out.
Yeah.
Yes.
God, such a prayer, knew where I was at.
Right.
And there was a prayer covering.
Come on.
I thought about you, Brother George, a while ago. Amen. Talking about your loved ones. Mm-hmm. Friend, prayer means more than what we can ever imagine.
Right.
Many times while I was in sin, I mean, I just should have went out. I just over and over and over.
Come on.
I'm ashamed of it. In 3 car wrecks. Totaled the cars. 1 pickup truck, 2 car total. Amen. And to this day, you know, I can't tell you why or how, but God knew.
Yeah,
that's right.
God knew.
God knew.
And he delivered me.
Yeah.
And had mercy. And showed grace when I didn't deserve it. Amen. That's the kind of God that we serve.
Amen.
But he knows where you're at, even in sin. I remember many years ago now, many, many years ago, amen, decades ago, in fact, I got called to preach somewhere in a church that I had never been. I'd never been in this particular church before. Amen. But I got called to preach there. And Brother Jason and I, you know, when I got there, it was in the middle of summertime, real hot. They didn't have any air conditioning, but all the windows were open and pretty nice in there. It wasn't too bad in there. But anyway, I got there, and all day, and really for a few days, God dealt with me to preach on hell.
Yeah.
Come on. Amen. And I wanted to preach on hell. I felt like, you know, there's a time and place to preach on hell to the church.
Amen.
And there certainly is. Amen. But I felt like I needed to pull for the lost.
Come on.
Pull for the lost.
Yes.
Amen. And anyway, I went in there and I looked around and I didn't see anybody that I felt like was lost or even in the least acted like they were lost. Everybody was praising the Lord. And I thought, well, I still feel this.
Bless.
And anyway, time went on. We had the service. It went on, and they by the time they took prayer requests, there was a couple of young girls that come in the back and had come late. And I thought, maybe they need this message. Maybe I need to pull for them. But when they took prayer requests, they just got down and prayed like anybody else. No, they're not lost. Amen. I'm needing to preach to the lost.
Come on, bro.
Yeah.
So I got up and obeyed the Lord, and I preached on hell and pulled for the lost.
Yeah.
Amen.
Sure.
And nobody came, and then I just got the church to come around and you know, made a general altar call after a little while, and we all prayed. Amen. And then when the service was over, there was a sister that came up, amen, and she said, Brother John, I'm so glad you obeyed the Lord.
Bless him, Lord.
Amen. I said, what are you talking about, sis? She said, just right outside, you see these windows are open? Said, my husband has been sitting out there in the car with his window down. Praise God. And you just preached to him. Praise God. Amen. And he got saved. Don't tell me. Glory to God. I'll tell you what, friend. Amen. I didn't know where he was at. Amen. As Brother Tom said a while ago, I didn't know where he was at. I was looking, Brother Tom, at the 99. Come on.
Come on.
But God was looking at somebody. Amen. That he knew exactly where he was at. In sin, friend. God knows where you're at tonight.
He knows. Hallelujah. He knows.
Glory to God.
He knows where you're at. In sin, he knows where you're at in struggles.
Sure.
Amen.
Yes, he does.
He knows exactly where you're at, even in the midst of your worst struggles.
He knows.
God knows where you're at.
He knows.
Yes.
Amen. And folks struggle sometimes.
Sure.
Sometimes they struggle dreadfully.
Right.
Amen. There was an incident of a young girl I'm thinking about right now. She was raised in the suburbs of Atlanta, that metropolitan area there, and raised in church. But things happened in her home. Her home got all messed up, and while she was still just a young girl, just a teenager, amen, she got pulled out into sin.
Yeah.
And got completely away from her family in that situation. Like I said, they had trouble, but she got completely away from her church.
Yeah.
And time went on. She backslid.
Bless
and you. And she got deeper into sin. Well, Jason, she went into the church for drugs and promiscuity and all kinds of dreadful things and got way out there in sin.
Bless him.
Well, she had some friends. After a while, they said, we're going to go to church tonight. Would you like to go? Amen. Now, she had moved, she had relocated many miles from where she'd been raised, in the little church she was in. Amen. They said, would you like to go to church with us? She had gotten affiliated with some folks that were church people. And she said, you know, she felt like deep down in her heart, I'd rather go to church as anything I know of in this world. If I need anything, it's church. If I need anything, it's God.
Yeah,
hallelujah.
But she said, no. She said, I'll not go. I can't go. Because she said, I just, in my heart, she said, I just felt like I'd went too far. Felt like I'd just, you know, sinned so greatly that that God wouldn't even, probably even give me another chance. But they kept on. She went in and she went. And the service got started. She wanted to pray. She really didn't want to pray. Amen. And preaching got up, and he began to pull for the lost and the hurting, the dying and the struggling.
Oh.
Amen. She thought the preacher preaching right to me. Oh, but that devil was strong, friend.
Come on.
Yeah.
Amen. She'd play around, amen, with a lot of demons. Amen. Drug demons, sex demons, and all kinds of things. Amen. And that devil, amen, scooted right over beside her and whispered in her ear and said, you, amen, you can't pray. You know you can't pray. You couldn't live it. You know if you got saved or if you did go and pray, amen, you couldn't live it. Amen. And the devil had her almost, if not completely convinced, just to walk out and not pray that night. Amen. But then she looked, amen, at the pew right in front of her. They were sitting about three or four pews back. They just walked in and saw an open place and sat down. Randomly? No, because God knows right where you're at.
Come on now.
He knows where you're at in struggles.
Amen. Come on.
Wherever you're at. Amen.
He knows. He knows.
Praise God. She looked at the pew. Now, this was just a mission church. It wasn't some big fancy church. Just a little mission church. And she looked, and there was a carving. Amen. Somebody had carved on the pew. Amen. And that was her name.
Wow.
She was looking at her name right there, carved on that pew, on the back of that pew.
Right.
And she got to look at it, and she thought, that's my carving. That's my handwriting, or whatever you want to. That's my car. Hey, man. Now, I'm going to tell you, hey, man, don't go carving on somebody's pews tonight.
Right.
Hey, man, these are nice cloth seats here. Hey, man, but if you get in a church that's got, hey, man, an armrest, praise God, wouldn't no carve on it. Hey, man, but you know how kids would do. Hey, man. And she thought, hey, man, how in the world could this be? This is my name. Amen. Then she began to look at the pews and said, these are our old pews. Amen. What it was, her church, Brother Jason, she'd been raised in, had expanded, God had blessed them somewhat. They built a new church, got some new pews, and they donated their old pews over here to this little mission work. Praise God. Amen. Oh, amen. What are the chances? Even I run the most shut the book.
Come on.
Even in a haystack.
Come on, come on.
Amen. And more than that, friend. Amen. Come on. There was no way it could have been a coincidence.
Yeah.
Praise God. She said, devil, you might as well get out of here. If this thing, anything was ever ordained, it's ordained tonight. And she got in. She got up. And she went to an altar. And God did and deliver her out of the midst of her sin, her struggles. Praise God. Hey, I'm glad to know. Hey, man, I may not know where you're at, friend, but I serve a God that knows where you're at. Amen. Praise God. God, the Lord has dealt with me tonight to tell you, no matter what you're going through, no matter what it is, God knows where you're at. He cares. I said he cares. And he's going to help you and deliver you up and lift you out with somebody. Praise God.
Yes, God.
Amen.
Woo!
Glory.
Yes, yes.
Most of the Holy Wisdom.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, we be the God.
He knows where you're at in sin.
Oh, no, where you are.
And struggles. And he knows where you're at in sickness tonight.
Yes, he does.
No matter what kind of sickness, what type of sickness.
Right.
Whether it be spiritual, physical, emotional.
Come on.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Come on.
God knows where you're at.
Yes, he does.
Amen.
Oh, amen. God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
He knows where we're at when we're battling sickness. Aren't you glad for that?
Yes.
Yes.
Amen. I'll tell you what. Me or my wife, either one wouldn't be here tonight if it wasn't for God showing us his great mercy, Brother Jason, and love and faithfulness and healing us when we have been sick.
That's right.
Yes, praise God.
Come on.
Amen. Somebody said, how long has it been, Brother John? 3 days? 3 days ago? Three, maybe four now. Amen. I took Sister Becky down to her mom's down in Worthington, and she was down there for a while. We had church later that night. Amen. And so that would have been what? Amen. Friday, I guess. Wasn't it? Yeah, it's Friday night. Amen. But so Friday day. And anyway, I went on home, and I left her down there for a while. Came back. I was coming back around four to pick her up. We just go to come back and get ready for church. Anyway, I was a little early. I got out a little early. Just kind of drove around and stopped down there at that little old, I don't know if you've ever been Worthington, Kentucky, but there's a pretty nice little riverside park, but you can see the river, really nice view of the river. Amen. And I pulled in there, and Brother George, I was just praying. We were having service that night, so I was praying for that, and I just praying in general, just praying. Amen. And I began to see in my eyes, I began to see some flashing. Not worse and worse. And you not know more about this than me, Brother Jason, but you know, I've heard about different things. Torn retinas and different things. Amen. But it was in both eyes. Right around to this corner right here. Flashing. So I first never thought too much about it. But then I went on over, and by the time I got her, I was praying about it. I was praying, God help me.
Yeah.
God help me. And I told her, I said, get in the truck. I said, I want to get home. I said, I don't know how bad this is going to get. Amen. And by the time we went through the underpass down there, I looked over, we came out from under, and I said, babe, pray with me. She had been praying, but I said, really pray. I began to pray, Brother Jason. That thing flashing. Amen. And I said, Lord, you've never failed me. You've always been faithful.
Come on.
You've never failed me on anything. And amen, we were praying and got up on Pond Run Road. Amen, just a little ways from Flatwoods and from the trailer over there. Amen. And all of a sudden, I mean, all of a sudden, I said, it's gone. Woo! I said, oh, praise God. Amen, friend.
Come on.
I'll tell you one thing. As sure as I'm standing here, God took it.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was, but I know one thing. God took it, friend. Praise God. Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad tonight? God knows where you're at, friend.
God knows
where you're at in sin,
God,
in struggles, in sickness, and whatever you're going to.
Come on.
He knows where you're at, and he knows how to help you and deliver you and bring you out. Won't you praise the Lord?
Praise God.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
We praise you,
Lord. Thank you. Lord, I need to testify about that thing right there.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Praise God.
Heaven.
Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank God. I was thinking about this. He knows where we're at.
Yes, he does.
In sorrows.
In sorrow.
Amen.
Oh, God.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
Bless him, Lord.
He knows what it is.
Amen.
To experience sorrows, don't he?
He knows.
Yes,
he does.
Man of sorrows.
Man of sorrow.
It's not all he is. He's a man of gladness also.
That's right.
Yeah.
Amen. Even though, Brother Jason, he was a man of sorrows, still yet I feel like in that chest, that holy heart, Brother Tom of God, I feel like,
come on,
amen, within that body of the Savior, within his chest, beat the gladdest heart that ever lived in the world.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
It said, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith.
Yes.
Who for the what?
Joy.
Yeah. That was set before him.
Yeah.
Endured the cross. Despised the shame. And is set down to the right hand of the Lord of God. Amen. Praise God. So, amen. Friend, he knows where we're at.
He knows
sorrow, and he knows how to lift us up. Even in our worst sorrows.
Yes. He knows.
Yes. There's a lot of things that cause sorrow, let me tell you.
Thank you, buddy.
There's a lot of things.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen. But when we're overcome with sorrows, he knows exactly where we're at.
You know.
Yes.
Praise God.
Yes, he does.
Amen.
Yes, he does.
Amen. Yes, I remember when my dad died. Amen. Up to that point, that was the greatest sorrow that I'd ever experienced. I experienced sorrow when my 20-year-old sister died. I was lost then. Amen. But still, it was hard to take.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was hard to take. Amen.
Yes.
But I remember when Dad died. Amen. I just went full-time. And I'll tell you what. I loved my dad. Dad, you knew him, Brother Tom. Dad was a hard man.
Oh, yeah.
Very hard. Amen. But Dad had a lot of friends, even considering all of that. Still had a lot of friends, but Dad was a hard man. I loved him. I feared Dad. I feared my dad more than the law.
Yeah.
I actually did.
Yeah.
And I proved it. I'm ashamed of it. But I proved it. Amen. When I was 16 years old, one of those car wrecks, I didn't hardly know I was in the world. They took me down to the Ashland jail. And a cop had mercy. He said, son, let me call your dad. All the other cops down there won't take me. He said, son, let me call your dad. If he'll come and get you, I'm going to let you go. Amen. I said, can't call him. Amen. And so I said, well, he's out of town. Amen. I said, call my uncle. And the one of that uncle came and got me. I got out of that. Amen. I'm ashamed of that. I probably shouldn't be mentioning that. But I'm talking about how I love Dad. Amen. I feared Dad. I love Dad. Amen.
Come on.
But when he died, amen. I've been saved for some time. I've been saved for, I don't know, 7.5 years, something like that. Amen. And I thought about going out full time before evangelizing. Amen. But I didn't do it. I did a little bit of it, but I come back and stayed at the home church and tried to pay my dues. Amen. And I felt like the family that I had, it was time to go. Amen. And I moved my family out. And me and Dad, amen, fixed an apartment under his house. And I was just going to come and go. And I said, Dad, I'll hardly ever be here. But when I do come, I don't have to wake nobody up. I can just come on in. Amen. And anyway, time went on. And I've been about a year. Amen. About a year doing that. And I just felt like, at that time, I just felt like building a house. Amen. And I've got that land beside of Dad's. And me and Dad had just figured up all the, because he was a good car, he built several houses. And he told me what it's going to take. He says, what's it going to take? This is material, this is the cost. And everybody, we spent probably 2 or 3 hours there at the table. Amen. Then I left, went downstairs. I had been more coming in that little apartment down there. The phone rang and Mom said, come back. Said, come back quick as you can. Said, your daddy's sick and he's calling for you. By the time I got up there, Brother Tommy, it was all over with.
Yeah.
Amen.
Wow.
It was all over with. Dad was gone. Amen. Amen. Oh, I'll tell you what.
Jesus.
I got those little scribblings and I put them up with my stuff. Amen. They're there today. I never did build that house. I went ahead and got a new mobile home and done that, went that route. But anyway, amen. When Dad was sprawled out there, amen, on that carpet in his living room, I never will forget. I looked down at Dad. Amen. Praise God. And when I looked at him, Brother Tommy, amen, I wasn't 33 years old. Amen. I wasn't married. I didn't have 3 children. I wasn't a full-time evangelist, but I was 10 years old, and that was my dad. Oh, I'll tell you what, friend, it wasn't easy. Amen. It was a time of sorrow. Amen. Amen. I told my wife, I said, you just might as well take me out there and bury me with him. Amen. Oh, amen. Amen. I had a good preacher friend, though. Amen. Came to me, and he said, John, he said, I've lost my dad. He said, you know it. I said, yeah, I know it. He said, I'm going to tell you what. It does get better. It gets better. Amen. And I found out over time, Brother Jason, it did get better. Amen. Over 8 years later, I lost my mom. Amen. Oh, and it hadn't got any better. No, it never going to get any better. Amen. But I just learned, amen, this. One day, hey, I'm going to see her in heaven. Listen, I'm going to see her in heaven.
Come on.
I know where she went. I said, I know where she went. Praise God. Amen. And I know how to go there. If I break down to heaven, if I keep my hand in that nail scar handprint, he'll pull me through. Even if I run the bush, shut the book up. It doesn't matter what it is. He knows where I'm at. He knows how to help me like nobody else can help me. He can help you in you, praise the Lord.
Yes, Lord. Praise you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, my heart.
We praise you, Lord.
My.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. I can go on and on with things like that. Amen. Amen. But he's a God that knows where you're at. In sorrow. In sorrow. I was good friends for years with Brother Lee Strickler. Amen. Great man.
Oh, yeah.
Brother Snow was here. He pastors that church.
Yeah.
Snow. Samuel Snow was a great man also. He reminds me a lot of Lee. But there was, in some ways, though, there's only one Lee Strickler.
Yeah.
Amen. And, oh, what a man of God. What a church. What an anointing. What a preacher. I remember I went to Florida. You'd have thought I would have met him in Virginia. Of course, he lived in Charlestown, West Virginia, Harpers Ferry, Hagerstown, Maryland. And that was a little bit further north than what I'd got at that time. But I did full-time a couple of years, maybe. And I got to meet him, but I met him in Florida. He's preaching Brother Winfrey King's camp meeting. And Brother Lee's slogan, his motto was, God can turn it around.
Yeah.
And old Brother King, that's the way he was. He had it spread across the stage. God can turn it around. And me and another evangelist went over there to that camp meeting. And we were standing there. We were just in awe listening to Brother Lee preach. I told him, I said, I never heard nothing like this in my life. He said, he'd been preaching a long time. He said, I've never heard it in my life, nothing like this. But that's the kind of a, but I'll tell you what. When Hilda died, oh my. I talked to Lee a lot through that time. He'd meet me. He met me in the Carolinas, different places. Amen. When Hilda died, it killed Lee and it killed his son. They died of sorrow. You don't have to do that.
Right.
You don't have to do that. Amen.
Amen.
But I remember one time before Lee passed away, He'd already had a great ministry. I mean, he'd got a great reward in heaven. I'm not second guessing God. Amen. He took him.
Sure.
But before he passed away, he was going through that sorrow. Amen. Brother Lee had a building. He had a building out back of his home. We'd been up there and all through that stuff. Amen. And anyway, it was where he liked to go and pray and study. Now, it was just him and Hilda that lived there. He just had the one son. He had a nice home somewhere over across the way. Amen. But he just liked being out there. Amen. And then she was gone, and sorrow had gripped Brother Lee. Amen. And he went in his building, and he always shut the door behind him. But this particular day, he didn't shut the door. He said, I just wanted to leave it open. And he said, I sat, turned my chair around, and I was looking out over the fields. Amen. And he said, I was just thinking about what I'm going through. He said, couldn't get away from it. Amen. And he said, a bird flew in and buzzed over my head. Amen. Because he'd left the door open. And he said, Lord, if you know where I'm at, if you really know where I'm at in this sorrow, he said, let that bird fly back in here again and do the same thing again.
Wow.
He said that bird flew right back in and
yeah, man.
Again.
God.
You think God don't know where you're at?
Yes.
Then he got up and walked out. Thank you. Amen. And looked around and he saw three pigeons.
All right.
Two gray pigeons and a white pigeon. Amen. And they come rolling and tumbling like they do. Rolling and tumbling. Right down in front of Brother Lee. And then on up and out of sight. And he said, Lord, if you really know where I'm at and you really care, he said, let the white one return and let not the others return. Let him return by himself.
Yeah.
He said, instantly, here come that white one flying back and lighted on a wire and stood there and sat there for a long time.
You know.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And Brother Lee looked at me. He said, it don't get no better than that. God knows where I'm at. Woo! Hey, glory to God.
Yeah.
Listen, friend. God knows where you're at tonight.
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. I know what it is. Everybody here knows what it is. Hey, we go through sorrow sometimes. Amen. There's a lot of things that cause sorrow. Disappointment, discouragement. Amen. Sometimes causes great sorrow. Amen. But nothing will cause sorrow. Amen. Like losing someone that you're connected to vitally. Come on. Spiritually. And every other way. Come on. Amen. But God knows how to deliver. Amen. Praise God. I got to hurry on here. Amen. But I'm thinking of an evangelist. Back in the days when evangelists took trains a lot of times. Amen. Great preacher. Amen. He'd go out and preach. Great revivals. People get saved. Amen. He had a wife and family. He almost always went by himself. He was scheduled for another revival. Amen.
Yeah.
And had a long drive that led up to his house. Anyway, amen, the night before he was to leave, he was packing up. His little girl, 5 years old, jumped up on his lap and said, Daddy, she said, this time she said, I want to go with you. I want to go with you. Amen. He said, honey, he said, a little bit later, you get a little bit older, we'll go. We'll go more as a family. He said, but I got to ride a train a long way. Amen. He said, when I get done, he said, I'm going to come on back. And I'll see you then. She said, but I don't want to go. He said, you can't go. He got up real early to beat her up and to take off. Amen. His ride was meeting him down at the end of the drive. Amen. He thought he'd beat her up, but no. Amen. Here she come. Here she come. He said, Daddy, I want to go with you. You can't go, honey. Not this time. He got all the way down to the end of the drive. Put his luggage in the car. Amen. He was going to go meet the train. Anyway, he looked back one last time in that big picture window in front of his house. There she was waving. He waved. Amen. He left. And the next day, he got a call. He got a telegram, I guess it would have been. Maybe a phone call in an early day back decades ago. Amen. But they contacted him and said, there's been a tragic accident. And that little daughter is gone. You talk about sorrow. How do you continue to live? Amen. You talk about a time.
Come on.
Amen. He rushed home. Amen. He went up that driveway. They had that funeral. Amen. And he said, I didn't think I could even live, even preach to anybody else for a while. Amen. He said, but as time has went on, amen. He said that last photograph of my daughter in my mind, that last picture of her waving. He said somehow, I don't know how God did it, but somehow God has taken her from that scene. Amen. There in our home where it was, and he set her in the windows of heaven, and now I don't see her waving by, Daddy. I see her waving, amen, me on home. Praise God. And that's the way I see it. Praise God. Oh, glory to God. Only God, amen, can do that. Everybody knows where
he
we're
knows.
At.
Come on.
I said, everybody knows where we're at in sorrows. Would you praise the Lord?
He knows. Hallelujah.
He knows where we're at.
Praise God.
Also, in situations, you want to come on?
Great.
In situations, amen, that are beyond our control. Aren't you glad for that?
Yes.
Stuff that we can't control, stuff, amen, that's over our head, too great for us, beyond us, amen, situation beyond our control. He knows where you're at, and he cares, and he knows how to deliver you and get you out. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
He knows.
I'll not stay here long, but I just thought about Paul over there.
Yeah.
In the storm.
Yeah.
Amen. I could have said he knows where you're at in the storm, but I just like the thought of any situation you may end up in.
Yeah.
That's beyond your control.
Sure.
Yeah. Amen. We all know the story. Hey, did Paul have warned them? Hey, amen, not to depart from the fair havens, but to stay docked and all of that. Amen. But they chose to go on. Amen. Through greed. Amen. Just wanted to make the time. Amen. So there he was in a situation. Amen. He did not choose. He did not choose it. It was beyond his control. Had no control over it.
Right.
Amen. But it was unavoidable. It was something. It was a storm by the top. It was a situation. Amen. That he had to walk through. He had to partake in. He had to be there.
Right.
Amen. He didn't choose it. But it was unavoidable. Amen. And then it got so bad. It looked like nobody would make it out. Amen. But Paul got down and prayed. Down to the place to pray. And he said, Lord, you know where I'm at. Amen. Now we don't have any. And we don't have any direct scriptures to what he prayed. Amen. But we know he must have prayed somewhere along those lines. Lord, you called me. Lord, you saved me. You see this storm. You see this situation. You know where we're at. And God came down and said, yes, Paul, I know where you're at. And you're going to roll. Amen. Not only that, go up, amen, and tell them, amen, to be a good cheer. I'm not going to only save you. I'm going to save the whole boatload. I'm going to save them all for your sake. Amen. God knows where you're at, friend, in situations, amen, beyond your control.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Lord,
you look at Peter.
Oh, God.
Yes.
For political reasons and for preaching. He lands in prison. His head's coming off the next day. But he prayed.
He prayed.
Somebody said, I don't see him pray well. Just take it from me. He was praying.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
And the church was praying.
Yes.
Yeah.
Pretty fitting.
Yeah.
Some 3 decades later, after the angel of the Lord come in, Brother Jason, that delivered them. Peter,
yep.
Amen. From out from among those, amen, Roman guards that had him chained, out from the guillotine that was going to swiftly come the next day, no doubt. Amen. Some 3 decades later, he penned our text tonight.
Yes.
For the eyes of the Lord.
Amen.
Who better than Peter to pen that text? Or over the righteous.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
He knows where you're at tonight. Let's stand if we could. Let's stand.
Jesus,
praise God.
Jesus,
amen.
Jesus.
If you're here and you're in sin, or you're a burden for those that are in sin, God knows.
God knows.
Oh, does he know?
Yes, he knows.
If you're struggling tonight, he knows. If you're in sickness tonight, he knows.
He knows.
If you're battling with sorrow, he knows.
He knows.
If you're in a situation, you don't know how to react hardly. You've done everything you can do to avoid it, but you're in it. He knows where you're at. Praise God. She begins to play on the piano tonight. Amen. I just feel like asking us to come around and pray tonight. Amen. Every one of us has got a need here tonight. Amen. And those of us, amen, maybe you don't have a particular need. You know somebody in need. Let's come around. Amen. Let's pray. Let's seek God. Amen. Let's find us a place to pray. And those that are praying, let's pray with them. Amen. Oh, glory to God. Oh, I'm so glad that he knows. Our heavenly Father knows. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Let's come around. Let's seek the Lord. Let's seek the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you. Thank you.